I'll do it live. I said I will do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore
Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. I don't know. That's it.
It's Sizzin. I've always thought we need maybe a Northern Michigan accent on the show, considering doing the entire show like this, don't you know? Eddie, Lunch, let's talk football, boys.
Ooh, why don't we now?
I mean, listen, guys, I don't know if we want to talk football, if we want to talk the greatest thing we saw on the internet
this weekend
was porn.
Take two. Try that again.
The greatest thing we saw on the internet this weekend.
Oh.
Did you guys see it?
I don't know. Was it the fight?
You ain't talking about that Vanderbilt
video,
are you?
Or did you see LeBron not wanting none?
Yeah, that one.
We can talk about that. There is so much to talk about.
He was scared.
He was terrified.
I mean, hell, I'd be
LeBron
scared.
James was like, I don't want any of that. I do not want to mess with you. I threw a cheap shot elbow to your eye, and I'm going to run and hide on the other side of the court.
Yeah, here's the problem with that. Like, you see it on the internet, but you only see the end of it. I didn't see any of the elbow.
You didn't see the elbow?
No, because the only clips I saw were on TikTok where it all starts with a dude going apes on LeBron, going towards LeBron, and LeBron's just backing up. Like, he's grabbing refs and throwing them in front of him.
Yes. Like, he is getting everybody in between him
and
Stewart.
Dude.
I mean, he is so scared.
Yeah. That Did you just say Stewart?
I think it's Isaiah Stewart.
Lunch knows the players. I mean, the Pistons might have the most no-name guys I've ever seen
Coach,
in my life.
I've never seen that dude in my life.
I believe he's a second-year player, dude. Last year, I think I watched him last year, and so I'm pretty sure he's a second-year player.
Not to quote Ray, but I thought he was homeless.
Hey, malice at the palace, boys, but now they have Little Caesars Arena, so I mean, it's like the sauce of the Little Caesars or something like that.
Pizza.
So,
and then he goes back in the tunnel, and the announcer's like, you gotta be careful, he's in the back end of the tunnel, and I've been back there before. It comes back out, he's gonna come!
He said that?
Yes, dude, I gotta find the audio. He's like, they need to warn these players, he could come back out through the tunnel.
He goes in one way, comes out the other one behind LeBron.
He did the whole fake out, like, hey, I'm cool, uh-huh. I'm gonna walk off the court. He starts to walk off the court, and then boom, he starts running. He circles back around and tries to go back at it. Here it is.
Okay. That's the cheap shot.
Watch. They'll show it again.
Can we enlarge this?
Yeah. Yeah, you can enlarge it.
Okay, let's see. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it. No. All right, let me rewind it.
So far, audio is stellar of this, boys.
Well, are you going with audio?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Coach, hey, that's not a good angle. I can't see an elbow.
No, there's not a good angle. Here's what I was talking about. You guys ready?
Okay.
Stewart.
This is the end of it when he goes through the tunnel.
They're having a lot of trouble just trying to settle him down. I mean, his temper is just ridiculous. He'll probably do the old thing where he runs along the tunnel and comes out the other side.
Try to come out the other end.
That happened at Staples Center a number of years ago.
They are warning. The Lakers bench to watch for him coming out.
I used to be a janitor over there, and I'm telling you, that tunnel circles around. Watch out the other end.
I didn't see anything.
Eddie, watch. He's right here. He freaking.
There's no shot. All I see is them fighting for a rebound. And
watch LeBron.
I see an elbow.
An elbow. That's an absolute on-purpose elbow to the eye.
Saw the elbow.
That is not an accident. It is an absolute LeBron was trying to hit him with an elbow in the eye.
Okay.
It's an absolute cheap shot.
Coach, we know it was, because then he tried to cover it up immediately like we do with our wives.
Yeah,
and we
like,
know we're in the wrong.
I'm sorry.
And then LeBron James gets terrified. And Ray, that audio is great, by the way. Sorry, I was trying to show Eddie.
Sorry, Ray. Tough to multitask. I'm a dad of five, but I can't multitask.
I'm a dad of three. And LeBron James.
Oh, what happened there?
He's just trying to go after anybody. He is trying.
At this point, it's not even LeBron.
Do we want the audio from the start?
Yes, let's go.
So the first thing you see is a bad angle from the floor camera. It was a bad timing.
Yeah, because it's a free throw. It's just a free throw.
Hey.
And so.
We're at the point right now where he's like, hey, man, I'm cool.
And then he took off running.
And then he just goes start running.
All right, here we go.
We saw Zach LaVine light him up, then Giannis. And then Jason Tatum. Tonight it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
LeBron's like 10 feet away.
Now, this is ridiculous.
Stewart is being held back by about five men.
Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something. But
oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye.
Oh,
look, here goes Stewart.
A lot of blood.
Cunningham, Cade's trying to calm him down. There's now seven trainers around.
Watch LeBron. It's an on-purpose elbow, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Did you hear the announcer? That guy was probably the same announcer at the Malice. He goes, fans, do not go on the floor. Why the hell would they go on the floor?
Yeah, hey, if LeBron doesn't want part of that, no fan wants part of that.
All right, now he's bleeding. He's just chilling.
Look at Dwayne.
We got a minute and a half left of this.
Calm down. And there's Cade Cunningham also.
He was along the free throw line on the free throw.
And now he takes off.
And he's still trying to get loose.
He's at half court. I mean, he's bowling people over.
He is knocking over. And he's out of the game without question.
Look at LeBron.
No, LeBron's gone.
LeBron is so gone. At this point, where is LeBron?
In
he's
a car.
Not even in the screen.
No, man, he's in a car.
Coach, that's let me get you your clip. Come on, you deserve your clip.
He called the cab, Coach.
And also, Mighty Mouse is about 100 feet away from the situation.
Which one's Mighty Mouse?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's some players. Yeah.
Why did that announcer call out Cade Cunningham? Like, that was just random. Like, and Cade Cunningham's there, too.
Well, because Cade Cunningham was running up trying to hold him. I mean,
everyone was.
Everyone.
I mean, he might as well just call out everyone.
You're right. I don't know. But if you watch that video, LeBron James. Isaiah Stewart. That is a frustration elbow to the face.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers are playing terrible. He's back from injury. They were losing. He's annoyed. And that was a cheap shot. Hey, you saw the other angle.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
No, it was on purpose.
Coach,
definitely
we
throwing.
Know it was.
I just hadn't seen it, Coach. I hadn't seen it. And then from that front angle of like under the basket, you couldn't see much. But that overview, that aerial view, oh, dude, I mean, he's throwing elbows for sure.
And he knows where that elbow was going.
Yeah,
it was a slicing elbow right to the side, right to the eye.
And the blood don't lie. Like, the dude's freaking bleeding. It's a full on. I mean, that's hilarious.
Somebody said this is what ignites LeBron.
What?
Ignites him?
Yeah.
He was scared.
Coach, he was terrified.
I don't know what igniting him. If you mean puckers him, yeah, he was terrified of that guy.
Listen, I read several articles that said LeBron and the Lakers don't lose after this game, and I hang up and listen.
Well, LeBron James has to be suspended. I mean, he if he's not suspended more than Isaiah Stewart,
what?
Well, you can't.
The guy that was bowling people over.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
The guy that throws an elbow to someone's face.
Hold up. Let's take it on from here. This is 12 angry jurors right here in the jury room. You have to think if there was no fight, it was literally an elbow to a face, and the guy's like, whoa, hey, man, gosh, you hit me. No fight. What would the penalty be?
Ejected, and you could potentially be suspended another game.
Okay, one game, right?
I don't know.
A technical, a flagrant.
They call flagrant fouls now for nothing. So if that elbow is not at least a one, I mean, I'm not.
All I'm saying is what LeBron did calls for whatever that elbow would call for without a fight. Now, after the fact, full on bulldog looking
but
for a
fight.
But
he didn't throw any punches. He just ran around.
Coach,
he ran around like a crazy man.
He's basically fighting anyone that's trying to stop him. Literally trying to fight everyone that's got a hand on him saying
and
stop.
And also, it was a
okay,
fight
then
between...
if that's the case, then Najee Harris needs to be suspended a game because when he got nailed last night, the trainer came out and the concussion doctor walked up to him and he literally forehand just shoves right in the chest like, get away from me. And the guy almost fell backwards, but that's another story.
The fight after the elbow is worse than the elbow.
Oh, I don't think so.
That's why we're talking about it. If it was just an elbow and he fell down and it was a foul and whatever,
we wouldn't be talking about that this. Way, you know what would have happened? LeBron would have got a tech because it's LeBron. But because it's LeBron, no one usually stands up to LeBron. I've never seen LeBron take a cheap shot like that, and that was an absolute cheap shot. If that was Chris Paul, do you know how outraged people would be? Because Chris Paul is known to be a dirty player. If that was Chris Paul or if that was Draymond Green, people would be calling for a 20-game suspension.
Draymond with the crotch shots.
Yes.
Forgot about
but
that.
But because it's LeBron James, it's a, oh, man, it shouldn't be that big a deal. Like, it's just an elbow. He was going for a rebound, like, one game. No.
You're focusing on the elbow, but the only reason we're talking about this is because this dude went apeshit.
Well, like, yes, he had every right to go apeshit because he got nailed by an elbow
in the eye.
I'm
not saying he has no right to.
I mean, that looked like a UFC elbow when you're doing some grounding pound.
Nice, yeah, for sure.
Hey, and also,
like, let's just say you're playing some pickup basketball and the guy down the street throws that elbow. Are you just going to be like, oh, that's just a foul. You're suspended for the next game. Or are you going to go apeshit?
Coach, you ain't boxing out like that at pickup basketball with your
I don't know.
Guy.
If someone throws an elbow like that, you probably are.
You guys never been to my hood.
Hey, I bet Lakers don't lose after this.
Well, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
There's been several articles online that said it.
He just looked at ESPN commentary on the Instagram is what it is.
But what makes him say that?
New York win, Indiana win, Sacramento win, Detroit again. Oh, November 28th. I don't know what you're
doing. Can we get tickets?
Well, there ain't a game close to us.
Well, you just said Detroit.
Hey, speaking of tickets, I gotta remind me to say something about Detroit.
Deep tease it.
It's just something I saw of the crawl during the game.
Okay.
But also, guys, let's call a spade a spade. It was $41 million versus $3 million. Who wins?
$41 million.
Exactly. That's why LeBron ran.
That's why LeBron ran. I mean, I don't think LeBron knows how to fight.
He's a movie star.
He's a movie. I mean, he grew up a little bit rough, but I don't think he ever had to fight. I think Isaiah Stewart had to fight. I mean, he looked like he was ready to fight.
Coach, I'm impressed that you know that dude's name. Impressed. You probably even know where he went to college.
No.
I bet you do. Somewhere in there.
Oh, man.
Isaiah Stewart, stat line, 4 points.
Well, yeah, because he got.
When last night?
Well, yeah, because he got kicked out of the game.
4 points, four punches, guys.
Hey, and Bronny?
But he got kicked out of the game. It was only the third quarter, I believe.
How many points did Bronny have?
No, it was late in the third. They're trying to. It was about to turn. No, but I mean, I guess he's not a major player. No. That's why I was so shocked you knew his name so well.
Yes, Coach. He's an enforcer like in hockey.
But LeBron, yeah, LeBron's always got a steady 20 line. He had 10. Dang, did LeBron even play?
No, he was too busy. That's what I'm saying, the frustration. He was throwing elbows. That's the problem.
Who is scoring the point? Okay, Anthony Davis. I was about to say, who the hell is scoring
nobody,
for the Lakers?
Nobody. Let me tell you, the Lakers.
All those players, man.
Like, you guys, I know basketball just started, and everybody's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's early. The Lakers, slow start. LeBron was hurt. I believe the Lakers made the worst trade in a long time.
Oh, they're a bad team. They're not even going to come close to the championship. Even the Nets eventually get it figured out with Kyrie and will be better. But there's some solid teams out there, and it's not the Lakers for sure. Not even close.
Well, I just look at the Wizards. The Wizards, what the Wizards have done is they had John Wall, who they did not want. The contract was just unbelievable. He's going to get paid $40 million. So they say, you know what? We'll trade him to the Houston Rockets, and we'll get Russell Westbrook. Oh, my gosh. Then they take Russell Westbrook, who they do not want because he can't shoot, and they're not going to win anything with him. And his contract, they think, it's untradeable. And they trade it to the Lakers, and they get Kuzma. They get parts that actually
named
work.
Him twice because he's
they
that
get
good.
Two no, Kuzmas. No. They got Cal- two Kuzmas.
They got, Kuzma.
Brothers?
They got Caldwell Pope.
Kuzma and Kuzma.
And they, who
they
else
signed his
get?
Wife too?
No, Caldwell
no,
Pope.
No, his son.
And I forget who else, but they got pieces, and the Wizards are actually damn good.
Wow. And I know.
And you go watch Russell Westbrook with the Lakers. He's terrible.
Guys, when Klay Thompson comes back, the Warriors are unstoppable.
God. They're
going to
be so good.
I think you might as well just crown their ass right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But you just said the Lakers aren't going to lose one.
Well, that was kind of my angle before. I mean, I think they're going to win these. They have like 10 crappy games coming up. They'll go on a 10-game streak, just like Yankees. They'll win 10, lose 10. That's the theme of teams with high payroll guys. They get on a streak, they're riding the wave, and then all of a sudden it crashes down on a beach in Mexico.
But the good news is for the NBA, people are actually talking about the NBA right now while football's going on.
They needed that because I haven't watched one game.
You should watch some.
Scoring is down. I will say that. I've noticed on the totals. I think maybe it was pandemic or whatever happened in 2020. Can't remember. but what it is, the scoring is way down. Teams are actually now putting scores in the 90s again.
Really?
It's hovering around 100. Last year, the year before, it was all of a sudden 140 to 130. So that's actually better for the game. I didn't like when it was a track meet. I'm enjoying this. That Lakers game, I mean – That right there is that's a fight, boys. That isn't shooting three pointers and doing the Dougie.
Who ended up winning the game?
Lakers won.
Did they? Yeah,
that's why I say Lakers are going to rattle off about 12 in a row.
I love just letting Ray just talk. I don't even know what the hell he's saying.
Because he doesn't know what he's saying, dude. Like, he has no idea if the scores are hovering around 90. Like, maybe because the Lakers game yesterday hovered around 90.
Listen, now that I'm not betting, I'm sitting there watching the bottom line, and I'm seeing, oh, scores are lower nowadays. Must be something in the air. Maybe climate. I don't know.
Who's the Philly coach that was talking about the flower? In the press conference, he said, like, you know, flower.
Are you talking about the basketball coach?
No, the football coach.
Sirianni?
The Eagles coach, during like a press conference, he says something about a flower and how like
audio would have been great.
It needs water to grow, and if you don't have that water, you won't get the bloom. And you know, so I ask my players, do you want to be a flower or not? Yes, I think what's his name, the comedian Kevin Hart was doing like a pregame interview. So he's a Phillies fan. They asked him like, hey, Phillies, he's an Eagles fan, so they ask him, like, hey, what was he saying here? He's like, man, I think what happened in this situation was you have a point, and you totally believe in what you're about to say, and somewhere in the middle, you just get lost. And you don't know where to go with the thought, and that's exactly what happened to him, and I think that's what happens to Ray every single time. All right. Ray has a point.
There you go.
You know, the results aren't there right now, but what's going on here is that there's growth under the soil. I put a picture of a flower up, right? And that it's coming through the ground, and the roots are growing out, and the roots are continuing to grow out. And everybody wants to see results. Shoot, nobody wants to see results more than us, right? We want to see results too. But it's really important that the foundation is being built and that the roots are growing out. And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and they grow better is if that we all put we all water, we all fertilize, we all do our part, each individual coach, each individual player, everybody in the building. That
we all got to work on watering the flower, guys.
That's Ray trying to talk about some topic he's
been
thinking about.
Dude, that was a coach that just got lost in a presser.
No, and that just tells you that coaches look for all these, like, metaphors, that's what it's called. Yes. I couldn't think of the name. I thought it was parallels.
Metaphor.
Whatever. Something to relate life to.
Perpendicular, Eddie.
And they have to dig, they have to go to all different angles because these players have heard every little coach speak.
Yeah.
So this guy goes to his garden and
what is he talking about? Germination? He's talking about
fertilization.
Science right there.
How can me and my garden be of benefit to my Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts and Rager?
A flower needs fertilizer.
Devontae Smith and Jordan Howard and
biodegradable coach.
I got it.
It's
my
gonna
flower.
Yeah, a flower and like roots and it needs water and it develops. Oh my gosh, this is great. Let me write this down. Goes in, runs it by his wife. Wife, hey, listen.
And she's cooking.
She's like,
she's not really even listening to what he's saying.
Hey, Sirianni, yeah, whatever his name is.
He's explaining the flower metaphor to her.
Like, he's like, listen, honey, I think I got a great speech I'm going to give the guys tomorrow morning before the game.
And she's like, one ear listening, one ear not going, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds great, honey. You ready to eat? But yeah, what do you think? I mean, do you think that relates to football?
Oh, it's perfect, honey.
Yeah, honey, go fight, win. Go fight, win. Okay.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, he goes in the locker room. All right, boys, huddle up. Here, come over here. All right, Jalen, get over here. All right,
What am I holding here?
What is
this
right here?
A flower.
What kind of flower?
I don't know.
A tulip. And you know what this tulip needs to grow?
What?
Water. Huh. And it needs soil. And it needs
fertilizer.
And it needs to like develop under the soil first, and then when it booms up, in the development.
Yeah. The hell are you talking about, Coach?
Sure, Coach. All right, let me go out. I'm really hyped to win.
And I think fans were throwing flowers at him.
Were they?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Just don't throw potted plants.
That'll hurt them. Pot. Weed.
Pot.
Oh,
ow.
Yeah, I know that would hurt.
Yeah, but that's what Philly fans would do.
Totally.
They throw
Philly's
batteries.
Decent. I mean, they can still make the play. I mean, they're fine right now.
Oh,
they're
hey.
They're not doing bad.
As long as Cowboys keep losing.
I mean, I bet the Giants win tonight.
Okay.
No,
that's a guy trying to make his money back on a Monday.
Yeah, that's someone chasing that $100 that he lost
Marsh,
to Pitts.
Are you chasing, or do you have some facts behind that?
Put a dollar on it. We'll see.
I mean, hey, did you go money line on that because you lost your 100 to Pitts?
100 to Pitts, 50 on the game. I lost money. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Money. Why would you put another 50 on the game after you already had 100?
Right.
I put 10 just because, you know, I needed some action that wasn't part of Pitt's bet, and then during the live bet, I'm like, I mean, they can't stay that. They can't be beat that bad. So then I put 40 down at plus 10. Yeah, lost that too. Yeah.
What was the final?
I think it was like 12. Oh. Plus 12. Right?
Okay. I don't know. I thought it was 19-9, and then I just kind of gave up on it. Yeah, but
I don't know. Oh, maybe it was, and I did it at plus 7. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You should have known right when Amari Cooper was ruled out and then Tyron Smith was ruled out.
Yeah.
It was going to be really hard for the Cowboys to win.
Mm-hmm.
You were missing a lot. I mean, that's two major pieces on offense. And then CeeDee Lamb, concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, Then Zeke rolls his ankle.
Yeah.
It just got worse and worse. The dominoes started to fall
as the game kept going.
Didn't Zeke break his ass at one point? He was hobbling, like he almost went a cornhole himself.
It looked like he broke his ankle, but then he just kind of fought through it and kept running, came back,
but he didn't do anything. But the whole Cowboys offense didn't do anything because they couldn't block anybody. And
I mean, we're dependent on this dude named Wilson and some other receiver that no one knows. Like it's just hard. I mean, it was a big audible that they were trying to just make happen, and it wasn't happening.
Right. It was an uphill battle. Once Amari Cooper and Tyron Smith, like I said, were ruled out, I was like, well, I don't know. The Cowboys, that's really going to hurt them a lot.
Hey, but the defense really held Mahomes pretty well. I mean, you know, he had a good start, but as the game went on, they figured him out. He couldn't really do as much as he could, so I liked it.
That's what I will say. I don't know who are more annoying, Cowboy fans or Chief fans.
Brother.
The Chief fans, they win, and they are on Facebook. Oh, my God, what'd you say about that number one seed? We're unbeatable. You act like you blew the doors off everybody. I mean, the offense didn't look any good for the Chiefs either. To me, they just kind of, Cowboys held them here a little bit. All right, a field goal here, field goal there. It wasn't like they just marched up and down the field all day and blew them out. I thought it was a fine game, but the Chiefs' defense – over the last three or four games looks a lot better than it did at the beginning of the season. That was the part that was lacking. Now if they can get the offense up to speed, like to kind of flow like it flowed in the past, they can be real dangerous. And, oh, you ready to say the Chiefs aren't going to be the number one seed? Hey, guess what? It's Monday, and the Chiefs are still not going to be the number one seed.
Oh, you're saying that. Doubling down. We got you doing that, and Eddie's chasing.
But
Coach, you can go away from that because the Titans look like dog crap.
No.
They were the favorite. And now the Chiefs are marching towards that number one
seed. You understand that I didn't necessarily believe the Titans were the best to be the number one seed. But I said the Chiefs, the odds of them being the number one seed are very slim because they have to jump four teams. Now, the Steelers lost yesterday, so the Chiefs go above them.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs are still behind the Ravens. They're behind the Bills.
And
they're behind the Titans. That's three teams they have to jump.
I'm looking at odds.
I mean, are the Ravens going to win games?
Yes, the Ravens are going to win games. The only problem is I do believe the Chiefs have the easiest schedule remaining, them and the Titans, but the Titans are – their offense is – they're in trouble.
All right, well, the Chiefs are the favorite now.
Titans have dropped. Totally.
Titans were the favorite after one game – well, one loss and one won.
To the Texans, coach.
To win it all – oh, that's AFC championships.
Yeah, to win – I'm talking about being the number one seed. I don't know if you can check the odds on that.
I don't know if you can. I don't think there's a bet on that.
I don't know if there's a bet on that.
There is between you and Pitts.
All lines are pulled.
No, there's not because Pitts didn't bet me.
Oh, right.
He didn't bet me. Right. But that's what I'm saying. The Chiefs, their defense looked really good. I didn't think their offense looked great. Cowboys – here's the problem with the Cowboys now. Amari Cooper's out Thursday.
He's not playing Thursday because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
Really? I thought that was just 1 week.
It's 10 days, and it won't be 10 days.
But didn't Aaron Rodgers?
He was 10 days.
When was Amari Cooper ruled out?
Thursday.
That's seven days.
Because he's unvaccinated. Whoa. So he has to sit out a minimum of 10 days.
This gets worse and
Can
worse.
Can I see then, your vax card,
How
Cooper?
Am I going to enjoy my turkey?
Now then... CeeDee Lamb.
Because those Lions are about to run up all up and down y'all's ass.
They're playing the Bears. The Lions are playing the Bears.
remind me to tell you about that.
Then you have CeeDee Lamb, concussion. Very unlikely he can play Thursday with a concussion.
I've seen it happen.
Zeke Elliott with that ankle. Is he really going to be good to go? Because after the game is when it's really going to hurt.
And it's more a cornhole than ankle.
And is it going to be good to go by Thursday?
Probably not.
That's a huge problem for you come Thursday.
I agree. And that's kind of what I don't look forward to. I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, if we can just keep the Eagles from winning, I think that's where we'll be okay. The Eagles are looking better and better every week. And it scares me.
They are running the ball really well.
Yeah.
Passing the ball, I still look at Jalen Hurts and I'm like, man, he cannot throw the ball. But
he's only got one receiver, really.
But they don't love that dude.
They haven't really
benched at Bama, right?
Oh, coach got screwed at Bama.
And then he didn't get screwed at Bama.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
The better quarterback got to play at Bama.
Okay, well then he couldn't. He could have left. He could have gone somewhere else.
Well, he did. He went to Oklahoma.
He had to wait a whole year. He had to ride the freaking bench the whole year while Tua played his ass off. Then he went to Oklahoma and showed him who was boss.
He came in that championship game, won it.
Yeah.
Transferred, maybe a year I'm missing here or there.
Yeah, there's one year that he had to sit.
And now in the NFL, he's looking way better than Tua.
What are you Googling?
No.
How can the Chiefs not win the number
did
one seed?
Jalen Hurts.
No, do I think the Chiefs' odds are better now?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much better.
They have to be much better because the Titans lost and the Chiefs won.
The Bills suck.
And the Bills look like they're not even the best team in New York.
The Ravens, I mean, I don't even know what's wrong with Lamar Jackson.
He was sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
He didn't play, coach.
Yeah, no, he didn't play. And they still won.
I mean, Jordan had the flu and he still won. You play when you're sick. That's what I teach my kids.
But they didn't need him. They won without him.
Barely, coach. You watch that game?
Oh my gosh. No.
Barely. You want to talk? It sounds like you bet on it.
You want to talk about the Bears?
Why do you care if that?
Coach, maybe I did.
You want to talk about Hey, the Bears have fourth and six.
Hold on. I want to tell you a little bit about that. Ray, hit the music.
Julio.
So now for the Oscar for best actor in the NFL this week. Coach Nagy. Yeah. Okay, coach. What is he doing when he decides to punt the ball and everyone starts booing? Everyone's like, boo! The whole Soldier Field is booing. He goes, wait a minute. What's wrong with my belt pack? Oh, my play caller's not working. I didn't mean to punt it. What's going on here? Coach, it was ridiculous. It was the best acting job I've ever seen. You know he wanted to punt that ball.
So did he, it ended up getting punted, but then he was faking like there was a mess up?
No, it was like fourth and what?
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about it's fourth and sixth, and we're going for it, and we get a false start. We call a timeout. And so we draw up a play, right? All right, here we go. This is going to be our good play because it's fourth and six, game on the line. There's like a minute and 20 left, and we come out of the timeout and false fucking start.
Whoa, coach, come
on.
Jason Peters,
that's the one I'm talking about, though.
So then you go to fourth and 11. And we just called a timeout for the fourth and six play. We didn't call up a fourth and 11 play. And I'm like, well, how do you come out of a timeout and have a false start at home? You're not on the road. The crowd's with you. You're on your home field. And I'm like, it's over. Holy crap. 56-yard touchdown, Andy Dalton. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Where's Justin Fields?
He hurt
his ribs. And then the Bears defense.
And Andy Dalton with a full beard.
And then the Bears defense.
Red Rocket, eh?
The backup quarterback of the Ravens drive right down the field for a touchdown with about 4 seconds to go.
And that's a barely win, coach.
Kid, we almost won that one.
So did you not see him fake the belt pack?
No, because I was on a plane.
Oh, that's the belt pack.
We got to the bottom of it.
So they were going to punt it, and they got the punting team out there, and all of Soldier Field starts booing, and they call
it. They were going to punt it with a minute left?
Maybe it was the one before then.
It must have been the one before.
It might have been the one before then, because they had maybe
Eddie's off on the time.
They got like maybe 3 minutes left. It was towards the end of the game. It was definitely a fourth and three, and they should have gone for it.
Gotcha.
But he decided to punt it. And then, I mean, they just start booing his ass, like the whole freaking stadium. And then he calls a timeout, and the camera goes to him, and he's shaking his belt pack going, it's not working. I didn't mean to send the punt team out there. And then, of course, they go for it. But hilarious, because you know that he thought that he needed to punt it out, trust his defense, but then felt the pressure of the crowd.
Yeah, influenced him. I don't know. But when you give up when you score on fourth and 11 from midfield, and you with a minute to go, you're like, oh, my God, we won this game. That's what I'm thinking.
Not in the NFL. With teams starting at the 25 and you get one pass completed, you're at the 50, and there's always a field goal. A minute,
but they needed a touchdown to win.
I know. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was a field goal because I was like, dude, now team's up with a minute left. I'm like, oh, here we go. Wait for the 2 minute march down. Here we go. Yeah, now in the NFL, those field goals come real easy.
It was bananas. It was bananas. But yes, it was heartbreaking for me.
And then how sad is it that during the game they're promoting the Thanksgiving game? They're promoting the Bears and the Lions for Thanksgiving. And in the crawl on the bottom says, guys, there are still tickets available if you want to go to the game. There are huge discounts. Please, please go to this game at noon. No one is going, and it's Thanksgiving. Hilarious.
The thing that drives me nuts is as the game, yes, Eddie, what you're saying right now, as the games are going on, and even sometimes in the pregame, it goes, next Sunday, we have got an amazing matchup. You better tune in. What? The games haven't even started today yet.
Yeah.
Why are we burying the lead? I don't care about next week. Who cares?
They do that. It's hilarious.
I don't know why, but I guess Thanksgiving is only 4 days away, so they don't want you to forget about the Thanksgiving Day games. I don't know how you could forget about them because that's
the only two games on Thanksgiving.
It's the only thing to do on Thanksgiving.
If you're in a bad family, it's the only thing going on.
It's only good news. Damn right, you got the Thanksgiving. But here's the scary part.
I am so nervous
about Thanksgiving as a Bears fan because we're playing the Lions. And if that's the one game the Lions win, I'm going, oh, my God.
Oh, they will win it. Goff's serviceable, and he's got some weapons.
Goff may not play. He didn't play this weekend.
Then they'll bring up some guy named Blaine Blair Witch Project. Boyle, I don't know.
Boyle.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. I don't think anyone's going to be watching that game, Coach.
Everybody will be watching.
It's lunchtime. It's usually when people eat.
Hey, you watching that game or you watching Grandma make the stuffing? I mean, come on, Coach. Everybody's watching the game.
Yeah. Hey, Grandma, exactly how do you do those rolls? No, you're watching the damn game.
No, Coach. The noon game is usually the one that's on while we're trying to get all the food together.
Yes, and that's the Bears-Lions.
You know
and
what?
I think they put the Lions on that game specifically because they suck every single year.
And it's an even spread, 3.
Is there any way this
tradition... Are the Bears favored?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Is there any way this tradition changes? Can we throw another team into that noon?
Well, why don't we...
Why don't we just rotate them out?
Why don't we put an XFL team?
Well, there's a new USFL.
The Roughskinners?
Did you see that? Colin Cowherd announced that Fox Sports it has come out with a spring football league with 8 teams.
They need to stop that.
I think I'm good. Are we doing the Roughnecks again?
Yeah, they're doing the Houston Gamblers.
We're not doing that.
The Pittsburgh Pounders.
When are they going to learn that that's not going to work?
What do you mean?
The Cleveland Steamers?
I'm a big fan of the Pittsburgh Pounders.
The XFL was getting 2 million of viewers a week on TV. 2 million.
Made up numbers.
If there's a Michigan team, how they is didn't that do the Muffies.
So are the NFL numbers made up?
I mean, no. Are you watching the games
on
Sunday?
No, these are Nielsen ratings. They're the same ratings that put out the NFL. They said 2 million people per week
were
watching.
What's normal? What's like, American Idol? Like, what's normal?
What are you guys at a coffee shop reading the paper?
I mean, what's The Voice? Like, what's normal TV? I don't know what that is.
But I'm saying it was beating NBA. XFL was beating the NBA.
Yeah, everything beats the NBA. There's not an adult over 45 to watch the NBA.
But I'm just saying the XFL, 2 million viewers is a hell of a lot.
Is it?
Yes. For any program.
Coach, I turned on a couple giraffes banging one time and it probably had 2 million viewers.
I think you have to count bars. Can't you just count bars and playing it?
There's no way. See, those stats are inaccurate.
Thank you.
Yes, because there's bars that get people watch the games.
So you would say it's getting more views than are actually counted. Because a bar does not count for 5 million people.
Why wouldn't it? No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying the people in the bar. I'm just saying every bar. I mean, how many bars are open on the weekends?
No, because I don't know how they rate things.
There's no way it's accurate because
Broadway, I watch it and no one accounts for me watching it.
Well, no, you're part of that 2 million.
But how? They don't know
exactly.
I'm...
Exactly. Just make up the number, Coach. No one freaking cares. No one's asking any questions. Are you sure that people are watching this XFL?
They need to have a view count like they do on Instagram and Twitter. So it shows at the bottom of the screen how many people have watched this game so far. Hey, 5 million, 10 million.
You want a true gauge of are people really watching something?
Yeah.
Check to see how many views people are watching games on their phone. Because that's when it's serious.
Oh, I don't ever watch on my phone.
Okay, on your computer device.
Because I never do unless...
Whatever. Yes, you do.
Only if I'm stuck at work.
Yes.
Hey, I need a new device to watch it on because I was doing Byless Sport and it doesn't work anymore. It turned into a smut site.
Byless?
Yeah.
I mean, I was on an airplane and I had to watch it yesterday.
What I'm saying, though, is that if you are so dedicated to watch it on your phone or your computer, that means you are watching it every week. Like, you are diehard. I am watching this every week.
Get to your point. You're sounding like the flower analogy.
Yeah, because, I mean,
I mean, Coach, your TV, my TV is on 24-7. I'm not watching half the crap that's on there.
That's a point.
So do you watch it on your phone every week?
Hell yeah. I mean, if I've got to go take the kids somewhere, I plug my phone in, put the NFL, the Sunday ticket, and I put it in my car, turn the audio up, and I'm listening to the whole game.
Coach, that's the text.
I'm invested in this game.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So now you know that people are watching this because they're watching on their phone.
See, I don't watch it on my phone. If I have to go somewhere, like once I get there, I'll check the scores, but I don't have a game playing on my phone.
Oh, man, I got everything.
That's interesting.
Yahoo Sports, anything that's on TV I can watch. DirecTV, the Sunday Ticket, that's all the games, whatever, that aren't on national television. Give me Hulu Live on my phone. I can watch anything you want.
Huh. Okay, well, maybe you'd be the dedicated that gets counted. I wouldn't get counted. Ray wouldn't get counted because we don't watch it on our phone.
Oh. You don't watch sports on your phone, Coach, even when you were gambling?
Coach, I'm a box score type guy. I'm not actually watching the video footage of it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's why he just looks at numbers and says this team won, this team dominated, the scores hovered.
And that's probably why you're not gambling anymore.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't really do very good at gambling. All right.
Come on.
But really, you should do better at gambling if you just look at numbers and don't take anything else into account. But one text I did get yesterday during the Chiefs-Cowboys game is from my buddy who is a Cowboys fan. He goes, you know what I would love to see is one of us try to tackle Tyreek Hill. I mean,
No one can get him.
I mean, how funny would that be to just put the average person out there and watch him make a fool out of them?
I think he just came up with a TV show.
I would was Joe's versus Pros is what that was called.
And did that not last? That sounds
great. I don't know. I think they had it back in the day where, like, regular people would try to take on the ex-athletes or whatever.
I thought they would chase animals.
Oh, was that it?
Wasn't there a thing where they had Cheetah actually race a cheetah?
Well, a cheetah would kill him.
I think Cheetah won.
Well, yeah, because a cheetah is a...
No, not the animal. I think Tyreek beat a cheetah.
There ain't no damn way he beat a cheetah. There's no way.
Wait, no. They call him the Cheetah.
I think he raced a cheetah.
No, there's no way. You're thinking of Michael Phelps racing a great white.
And that was computer generated.
Exactly. Stupid. So that's so stupid. So okay, I'm talking about, like, I would like to say, like, you could, like, Tyreek Hill, like you know how we had T-Babe on and he got to play, people paid $500 to play catch with Reggie Jackson.
Hey, I'll play catch for
$800. I would like to show up at a card show or in a football field and pay $300 or something to go out and try to tackle or just try to take a flag off Tyreek Hill.
And if you come even close, you're going to get kneed in the head. There's so much that goes on in the game that you wouldn't even know happens. You're going to be so hurting for the next couple of weeks. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tackle him, but I mean.
It would be fun to have video of you, like, how full. I mean.
You know the actual movement of you diving to try and tackle him? You know how much that hurts when you hit the ground? Dude, and your shoulder. Dude, the thing I hated the most about tackling people, you never tackle somebody up against your body. You're always reaching your hands out. Dude, that's when I'd get my shoulders all jacked up. I hate football. I can't believe these guys play every Sunday tackling.
I saw one guy, I think it was in the Cowboys game. He made a great tackle, and he immediately just crawled to the sideline and just started grabbing his shoulder like,
Chiefs guy. Stinger. Oh.
I'm telling you, these guys, they got a couple things from Mexico in them, and I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Or they just have a couple screws loose.
No, because they're not right. They're just a different breed. No,
they are a different breed. Like, Isaiah, you have to Stewart, have a different thing in your head.
Isaiah Stewart doesn't have any screws loose, Coach. College graduate, probably.
No, didn't graduate.
Who is that guy?
He just went to Washington for 1 year.
I don't know, but, I mean, he's the most known 4-points-a-game guy right now in the NBA.
Good for him.
But, yes. And what else stuck out this weekend? I mean, here are the three teams that I am like, you better watch out.
Titans.
No.
For revenge.
Oh, revenge, yeah. Now,
they're doing it for Derrick Henry because news just came out. We're getting Henry in the playoffs, but we might be out before then.
Yeah, you got to get there first,
hey,
bub.
The downside is that means we probably got to win one playoff game, which probably ain't happening.
As a Titans fan, how worried are you about Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, he looks terrible, right?
He's throwing a lot more interceptions, a lot more. And I don't know if it's because he thinks, hey, everybody calls me a game manager, and he doesn't like that title, and he wants to prove that, hey, I'm worth this $30, $40 million a year contract that I got, so I'm going to try to take more chances. But, man, the years past, he wasn't throwing as many interceptions. This year, he seems to be turning the ball over a lot.
You think people play different based on how other people react to how he's playing?
Yeah.
No.
And also, I do. When did Vrabel turn into Riverboat Ron? He went for it four times on fourth down when we could have had four field goals and the game would have been 12-12. 0-4-4.
Hindsight.
I wouldn't have gone for any of them.
Weather conditions were bad.
And the kicker, Bullock.
The kicker, Bullock, missed. I mean, he missed extra points.
Dude,
I'd
rather have South Beach out there kicking instead of that guy. That guy blows.
Was South Beach a kicker?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he walked on at Texas State. He missed one, never kicked again.
0-1 in his career.
Is that true?
He went at our community college. He got one kick, and we all went to the game, and he pulled it left. And that was his one kick in the history of his college career, 0-1.
That's great. I did not know that, Coach. That's great.
That's great. I mean, but the three teams that I am like, holy crap, they're really good, are the Niners, the Vikings.
All of a sudden, they won two games.
Niners, well, the Niners.
They're blowouts, but they won two games.
But they're healthy. The Niners are finally healthy.
Well, and they look dirty. Debo Samuel.
Debo is unbelievable.
In the slot. He's a running back. He's a wide receiver. I mean, he's a quarterback.
He's
got to
be a top fiver, right?
I was going to say, nobody talks about Debo Samuel being a top wide receiver, but there are so many damn good wide receivers.
Who?
Yeah, a lot of
them. Devontae Adams.
OBJ. I mean, that guy.
Stop. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. A guy.
OBJ.
There aren't that many.
Hey, Odell Beckham Jr. may be the most overhyped athlete of the last 15 years.
Dude, he's
Odell,
top 20.
What about Juju? He had one good
Juju
year.
Juju sucks.
He's terrible. Yeah. You're talking about my graveyard of wide receivers now.
That's a good point. A lot of receivers going in the graveyard. Like, who's good right now?
I mean, Julio Jones is absolutely graveyard.
Oh, God. Well, he's 32. I mean, he was great for about 10
years. The Julio. Welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville.
You cursed him, dude. He hasn't been good since then.
You got to put Debo in there.
Okay, Devontae Adams.
Sure.
Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean,
yes.
Nobody from Denver. Those guys are all
terrible. Since when? Since he made the Hail Mary catch? Like, what's he done?
No, every year. I mean, this year he has a hamstring.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
He's been out for like three games.
You can't put him in right now. Right now, you cannot put DeAndre Hopkins as a top five.
Then,
because Debo's a great one, but he wasn't in there last year.
You're going to say right now, this minute.
You have to.
Are you saying DK?
No.
Not
DK.
I'm saying Debo.
He's a lot of sizzle.
Tyreek Hill.
Who's the Vikings guy? He's really
Justin
good.
Jefferson.
Sounds noteworthy.
Yeah, he's really good.
So who did we just say? Debo?
Uh-huh.
Justin Jefferson?
Uh-huh.
Tyreek Hill?
Uh-huh. Oh, you're putting him top five?
Right now, yeah, because you're saying I can't have DeAndre.
Dude, Bub would be in here giving you
No.
Wrong clip.
Opposite of that.
Job.
Keenan Allen.
That feel good, Bub?
Keenan Allen, guys. No one talks about Keenan Allen because he plays out there.
Stop it.
Dude, all he does is catch football.
You only have five.
Stop, Coach.
Go ahead and name five then.
I like your five.
Not you just
Keenan
said not
Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Well, no.
Then take someone
Devontae
out.
Devontae Adams for sure.
I already have him.
Devontae Adams. Justin Jefferson, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
Hopkins. I don't know what Eddie's talking about. He's three.
But he's hurt.
Right. He's not playing
right now. Oh.
So he's saying he can't
so
be in
an
there.
An active list of somebody that's officially a wide receiver that went to school in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
So if you're taking Keenan Allen off, who are you putting on?
I mean, I feel like you. Is Mike Evans up there?
No.
I mean, Coach, he's freaking balling.
Coach,
he's balling
the
right now.
Top receiver at A&M.
He's good.
He's balling right now.
Here's the problem with Mike Evans, and here's the problem with the Bucs wide receivers. One game, they have three catches. Next game, they have nine catches.
And, Coach, have you ever seen Mike Evans? He gives up on routes.
He does quit.
Like, Keenan Allen.
Like, because it'll be like, oh, my gosh, what was Brady thinking? And then the announcer will be like, Evans gave up on the route.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And if you want to consider Kittle or Kelce.
Thank you. Good job, Coach.
Cooper Kupp. Got him.
That's five.
Put him in there.
That's five.
There you go.
So you got Keenan Allen still in there.
No! We got to get him out.
Okay, get him out for who?
Let's see.
Eddie doesn't know his teams that well.
Coach, I mean, this is putting me on the spot here.
Well, that's what the whole point of this
Michael segment.
I mean, CeeDee Lamb would be really good
Stop.
Right now.
Stop.
Just because
he's not top
five.
But we can't because of this week.
He's not top five.
We can't put him up there because of the performance this week.
He doesn't even know what 2+2 is right now.
You can't put it. Okay, you cannot put him in the top five.
Damn it.
Homer, what are you, brother? Brother, I'd like to put Kelce in as well, brother.
Yeah, but, I mean, tight end, you can't do that.
Brother, I'd like an exemption,
or else you'd put
brother.
Waller, you'd put Kelce, you'd put Kittle.
Ooh, Renfro.
Oh,
stop.
No, you're fine. Just keep Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
if
fine.
You're saying right now.
What about Jamar Chase?
Okay. You're just going with the Sports Center guy.
Yeah.
What? I don't even watch Sports
You didn't
Center.
Even know about Ja'Marr Chase before this year.
Well, coach, because he's only been in Where'd for he go 2 years. LSU, man.
Good job. Like, hey, you know who his teammate was there?
Yeah, Joe Burrow,
and
man.
And Justin Jefferson.
Hell yeah. Hey,
oh, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, dog, it's a good catch. I mean, hold on, let me go hit on this girl real quick.
I used to go running with Ja'Marr Chase, and he ended up banging a chick, and I finished the run, and then I'd go bang a girl.
Hey, you ever banged a pregnant girl?
Hey, lady, it looks like you work out. We should work out together. Wow, what's the problem? You're married. I don't see the issue. And you're pregnant? Perfect. I'd love to get you to the LSU locker room.
Ja'Marr, put that ball in your belly, because I want you to look like you're pregnant. I want to sex with you.
And you guys, you Tigers, want to go for a run today with the coach. Ed Orgeron. We'll go running right next to Sorority Row.
I'm going to have a lot of free time here in about 1 week. I got one game left, and then I'm a free bird.
And then he's chilling.
There's a lot of pick surfacing to me with a boner running. That was not true. That was somebody else. That wasn't the coach. I was at a gas station, though, talking to that woman about the weight room. I told her I'd get her in shape. Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron.
Go Tigers. She turned me down, and guess what I said on the way out? Go Tigers. No, you motherfucker, I won't bang you.
Hey,
go Tigers.
Coach, you got to bleep that.
You got to bleep that.
Come on.
Now, so those are my three teams, though. The Colts, Niners, Vikings are my three teams that are like, oh, my God. They're
I mean, Colts, though, depends so much on Jonathan Taylor.
Did you just say Vikings?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah, that's the stupidest thing you've
Stop,
ever said.
Stop, Coach.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
I can edit that out if you want
yes,
to.
Yes, please do it. Did you really say the Vikings? Watch out for the Vikings.
Here's the problem, though. The Vikings play the Vikings-Niners game this weekend is going to be awesome.
That's a good one.
That is the one.
But Kirk Cousins just isn't a great quarterback, honestly.
Neither is Garoppolo.
He's a short-armed alligator. I mean, he can't
Guess how many Super Bowls Garoppolo's been to?
Zero.
One.
Oh, he was a backup coach.
No, he was the starter. He took the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl.
That was a beautiful
game. And they were leading the Kansas City Chiefs for 3.5 quarters, and he
missed.
No,
but wasn't he there with the Patriots?
He overthrew Emmanuel Sanders, and if he completes that third down, Super Bowl's over. Chiefs never win a Super Bowl. That's how close Garoppolo was to being, I think it was Emmanuel Sanders.
So what happened after all that?
He's been hurt, but they've been hurt this year. The whole Niners have been hurt. Yeah, he was hurt a little bit this year. That's why Trey Lance played a little bit, but their running backs were hurt. I mean, everybody was hurt.
Sounds like you've been talking to
Kittle
your brother.
Kittle was hurt. Kid. No. I picked the Niners at the beginning of the year to go to the Super Bowl, but now they're finally getting healthy, and I'm like, they look good. But the Vikings look good. They just beat the Packers. Everybody loves the Packers.
The Titans look like they couldn't make their way out of a wet paper bag.
But you expected the Titans to have a down game.
Not you. You thought they were going to keep winning.
No, I thought they would.
And you didn't think it was going to be this game.
No, I did think this was the down game.
This one against the Texans,
yes,
you thought?
In my five best bets, I took Texans plus 10.
Plus 10 doesn't mean they're going to lose.
I didn't
Coach,
say lose.
And what is your five best bets? You act like that's like a nationally known segment.
Coach, you act like it's a bookmark, a benchmark.
Guys, my five best bets.
Hey, Ray, do the voice.
Lunchbox's weekly five best bets. Give it to him, Gibbles.
I've never heard that in my life.
I am in a league where we can pick any five NFL games against the spread.
And what, Coach, that's your private life. You can't come to the podcast and act like you've been talking about this.
No, I've talked about this before. And you just pick your five best bets. And one of my five best bets was the Texans plus 10. Because you had to look at who had the Titans played. They had played a murderer's row. They beat the Chiefs. Or they beat the Bills, right? Then they beat the Chiefs. Then they beat the Colts. Then they beat the Rams. I mean, those are all huge, emotionally high games.
Climactic.
And then they think, oh, we can breathe a little bit. The Texans are coming to town. This is relaxing
game. Thanks for showing up, fans. It was maybe 10,000 people there.
Coach, it was raining.
It was raining. I did have a buddy. He was in town. My cousin was in town for a wedding, and his fraternity brother was in town with him. And he had an 8 p.m. flight, and he left the brunch after the wedding that they were in town for. He's like, man, I'm going to go try to scout me a ticket. And 20 minutes before kickoff, he got 10 rows up right there, sat in the rain, watched the game. So
what a
you're welcome.
Stallion.
That sounds terrible.
He went solo mission?
He went solo vision. His wife.
I mean, I don't mind going solo vision, but in the pouring rain.
Hey,
Coach?
I got to give him respect. What an animal.
Yeah. His wife was at home with the twins, and he was at the game sitting in the rain. Now.
I bet over under 12 beers.
I can't believe you guys don't like. So who is my, you love the Colts? You scared of the Colts?
No.
You scared of the Niners?
No.
The Colts are good. What happened to A.J. Hilton? What's his name?
T.Y. Hilton.
He had a big catch.
He's been hurt. He's the last couple of years have been kind of hurt.
He's older.
I know why they call him the ghost, though. I haven't seen him in like 5 weeks.
Hey, another team you need to look out for, the Patriots.
Before you get that deep tease, the Colts, I think we may have issues with that.
Yeah.
Why?
I think coach is mad at us.
Why?
He hasn't responded to texts or tweets.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because you guys stood him up that weekend?
That would have been Eddie who stood him up.
You too?
And then, I had never said I was going to his event. But then at the game, I was there with Baser, and I go, hey, can you get us on the field? I'm bringing you down a pretzel. And then he started swearing at me. I thought he was being funny, but he was legitimately mad at me.
Because you asked him for field passes?
Yeah, I was like, hey, let me know if the field passes are ready for me and Baser. I got two beers and a pretzel. Brought you the pretzel, us got the beers. And then he responded, he's like, F y'all, man, F you guys. That was it.
Oh, man.
I thought he was kidding.
Oh, coach. What did you do, coach?
I think he was mad about coach.
About coach?
Yes, we merchandised it. We took a saying he used to say in the hallway
it's
back here.
Coach.
I think he's mad that you guys stood him up.
And I think mostly that's it.
Because he invited you to that thing after we had
and
done
I
coach.
Wanted to go. I just, at the end of the day, I couldn't go.
Yeah, I wasn't invited, so I don't know anything about it.
You didn't let him go and get on the podcast.
No, no one told me he wanted to come on the podcast.
No, he asked to be on the podcast. And you were like, yeah, someday. And you never did, and that's why he's really mad.
You know what? I'll text him.
Coach, I think we just listed 10 reasons why he should be pissed at us. So
we stole his nickname that he's used to say in the office. We didn't show up to an event, and we told him we wanted field passes and told him we were bringing him a pretzel.
And Lunchbox never let him be on the podcast.
Yeah. Now, for the best thing I saw all weekend.
This is another segment?
This is another segment.
This is the best bits of the weekend?
Yeah.
This is the best thing I saw all weekend.
And you thought it was going to be the code to Las Vegas, right? But
no,
that wasn't the best thing.
I didn't expect that.
That code 69er.
Did you not see the video of Tiger Woods hitting golf balls?
No.
I got a boner.
No, is it sad?
No, it's amazing. No.
Oh, it is?
Eddie.
He's just sitting there.
10 over par.
No, he's just sitting on the driving range.
Sitting down?
No, hitting.
You said sitting.
He's standing on the driving range.
Well, Coach, I'm worried, Coach. I'm thinking, you know, like maybe he can't stand.
No, he can stand, dude.
You sure?
Yeah.
I loved what I saw. It screams 10 over par.
Hey, did they show the ball? Was it hooking?
Man, it's awesome,
dude.
He
sculled it.
That's one. Oh, it looks good.
It looks good.
Not bad, Tiger.
Looks really good.
Not bad.
And then Phil comes out with a comment. Great. He said, as I'm hanging in Montana, it's great to see Tiger swinging a golf club again. I know he can't stand for me to be holding a single record, so I'm guessing he wants to be the oldest to ever win a major.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say this. Bring it.
Nice.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Tiger will ever be competitive again.
No. Hard no.
But I love it. I love Phil throwing that out there. I like the little smack talk, like the little bit like, hey, let's go, Tiger. Get back.
Can we let him hit from the reds? Like, just hear me out. Like, he's been through a lot. He's a GOAT. Can we let him play the PGA? Tiger, everyone plays for the tips. We'll let you play from the reds.
Speaking of that, I need to finalize that report on I don't never see the final findings on him going 80 down a hill.
Yeah, and we're not worried about that, Coach. We're talking
about
swing right now.
Hey,
all right?
We're not don't worry. God.
Hey, don't worry about the pills.
We're not going to test his blood or anything.
No,
way. Why would we do that?
Look at this swing, though. Look at this swing.
I mean, guys, let me look in the internet real quick for some findings. I don't know if they ever came out.
No. Hey, Ray, remember, we're not going to test his blood. No need. There's no sign of impairment.
This
no.
is the beautiful.
He's Tiger Woods. There's no way there could be anything in his system.
This
no.
is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Yeah, what about the car wreck, Coach? Look at that picture.
He could have freaking.
But it was still pretty cool to see him back after what he was going through. Like,
That's only one swing. I want to see him a little more.
I love it, though. I didn't know. I had so many guys that were, like, in love with the dude. I got Random Kid Cody. I got Zach Massey. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
They texted you?
Tiger swinging a golf club. I'm like, Coach, every single one of them's on their knees. I'm like, guys, get the hell off the ground.
My buddy Greg,
you
shed
cried?
A tear.
Greg.
Yeah, he shed a tear.
I thought it was Photoshopped.
You thought that was Photoshop?
Check the date on that.
You don't think he added some filters?
He did the Bahama, well, yeah, like Raiders?
Yeah, he may have done the Bahama. You know?
He did look a little tan,
Coach. It may have been a little gray skies in Florida, but he put a little sunrise on there.
Coach, was that just one take, or you do that bad boy about 20 times?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Hey, the ground in front of him had about 10 divots, about 10 chili dips out in front.
Coach, because I was playing golf the other day, and I'm like, ooh, there'd be a cool little video to shoot, you know, and post on Instagram. I'll put the phone in the cup, and I'll putt it. Like 10 feet away. Coach, I missed it 5 times. I had to shoot the damn thing 6 times to make a putt.
Yeah.
How many times did he take to record that swing?
They didn't say.
Okay.
I just assumed it was one take.
It's beautiful, Coach. Yeah. Beautiful.
Now, do we want to announce the code?
Which one?
Vegas.
Oh, right. Firefest.
Okay, look.
Fire Island.
Look. Was that on Twitter? Ooh, well, yeah, dude, yeah. I laughed my ass off.
I heard Ja Rule wants to partner with us. And the Kardashians.
Coach, Ray said they're going to get we're going to hand them styrofoam boxes with a sandwich in it.
Fry Fest was a failed luxury music fest founded by Billy McFarland and rapper Ja Rule. Guys, this is anything but Firefest. Stop the jokes.
Here are the keys to your hotel room. It's that tent over there.
I tweeted out that, hey, podcast coming later this afternoon because we got to take care of some business. And someone replied, got to get that Fire Festival plans made. I canceled all my tickets and motel I booked all because Lunchbox was dragging this and can't get the details right. Next time, make the plans and details and before you announce it once the stuff is good. Here's the thing. Does it sound like the Fire Festival?
I'm telling you right now, since I've not been given a specific time on Friday when stuff then starts, a time on Saturday, a time on Sunday, because of that, it kind of looks like Fire Fest.
Okay, listen.
Look, I'm part of the podcast, right? Like, I'm pretty close to the organizing of all this. I mean, right now, I still don't really know what's going on. Okay. So it kind of sounds like Fire Fest.
Hey, we will meet you guys at the airport. We're going to have a little to go. It's going to be a sandwich, a carton of milk, and then it'll be a one free 25-cent spin on the slot machine.
Here's the thing. This is guaranteed to be better than Fire Festival. You know why?
Why?
Because the rooms are automatically there.
Tents.
Because the hotel is there. There's automatically gambling because the casino is there. The sports book is there. We will be there. Does it sound a little unorganized? Yes. Is it a little unorganized?
Yes.
Because you have to understand, this is the first time we're doing it.
Do we have enough cots for everyone?
Does it sound like a cluster?
Do we have enough water for everyone?
Hey, guys, if you have more than one person in a room, go ahead and bring an air mattress.
So, yes, it may sound unorganized, and yes, is there frustration on my end?
Yes.
But is this going to be an epic freaking weekend, and am I going to guarantee you're going to have a damn good time?
Yes!
Absolutely. Like, it may not sound like we have our crap together, but right now, I am promising you, if you book your weekend, you're going to have a great time. We are going to have events planned. We're going to have a live podcast there. We're going to have a first Friday night, the 14th of January. We're going to have a welcome happy hour.
Okay.
What's the time on that one?
I'm writing it all down.
Probably later in the evening, so people have to work Friday.
Don't use the word probably.
No, later in the evening.
But that's what makes it sound like Firefest.
No. I don't know exact time.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be...
When you guys arrive, we've partnered with Uber Bicycle. Rides will be there for everybody. Bicycles.
Hey, if there's only 20 people coming, we could probably get them limos.
Right. But there's
don't promise that.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
That's how Firefest got in trouble. They promised stuff that never happened.
They did promise limos and private jets.
Oh
my God. So listen.
Okay, seriously. Go ahead.
Seriously. Friday night, there's going to be a welcome happy hour.
Perfect.
A couple hours with some drinks, some appetizers.
BYOB?
No. It's not going to be BYOB.
Okay.
Did you get your Boone's Farm? Hey, did everybody get their 40 Miller High Life?
Remember when our buddy brought in 6-pack of Millers to the crafts table?
Yes. Yeah. He brought a 12-pack. Then Saturday, we're going to have a live podcast that morning.
Saturday morning. Ooh, how early, Coach?
No time.
Okay, good.
Not 8 a.m.
No, that's too early.
Because Sore Losers Nation is going to go hard. I know you guys are.
Yes.
So we're not going to do that at 8 a.m. We're going to do it before the playoff football game. Then we're going to have a watch party for the playoff game.
Let's go.
Got a whole theater. We got the upper balcony reserved. So it's a whole room. There's a bar right there. You don't have far. You get to walk 5 steps to the bar.
Cowboys will be playing. That's guaranteed.
Guys,
well,
also.
You hope not. You hope they have a bye.
Oh, is that wild card weekend?
It's wild card weekend.
Okay,
there will
be
no pool activities or cabanas. 59 degrees in Vegas during that weekend.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Damn it.
I'm not making any false promises. That's how we avoid the moniker Fire Fest.
Yes, and then Saturday afternoon, you know, we're going to watch the football. There's going to be an evening activity. I don't know exactly what.
Coach, it sounds like you're planning an orgy.
No.
It's Aaron Najutwal.
We'll be upside down pineapples. So look for those. That means we swing.
Hey, so you late fly night activities?
Friday. Sunday is when you can, is the last event. Is
we're
the last,
doing church, though, right? Sunday morning?
Sunday morning is church.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have a service.
Thank you.
No, we're not really.
Oh.
And Sunday evening, we'll have a goodbye, like, dinner, like, goodbye.
Dinner and cocks.
What were you going to say?
Cocktail hour. But look, man, I promise you it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Listen.
We trust you.
No, and trust me, I've been stressed out about, yeah. I don't want to let Sore Losers Nation
down. You don't want a Fire Fest.
I don't want a Fire Fest, right. And I am very stressed out, but I promise you, the Westgate is not going to let that happen. The Westgate is going to throw us a bomb-ass party.
Yeah.
And we are going to have so much fun. And I know people have booked their flights, and if you're on the edge of, you know, on like, do I do it? Do I not? You want to be there. You want to be there with Sore Losers Nation.
It's be there.
It's the first one ever, and I'm telling you, it may not go as smooth as we want it to, and we're going to learn, but you guys are going to help us make it better, and I promise the next year and the next year and the next year is going to get better and better and better and better. And yes, it may sound a little unorganized.
Abby,
because
are you
it
going?
Is.
She says yes.
She wants to.
Guys, I'm on the Wikipedia for Firefest. It says they released information and kept saying and promoting that the event was going to be bigger than it was and promoting many falsehoods. I just hope that's not what we're doing.
Now, we're not promoting any falsehoods. There's going to be so much fun. So here it is. You're going to go. We're going to give you a phone number to call.
Coach, I had a guy call me this Saturday and say that. I hung up on his ass.
If you want me, I can link the link, but if I say the link, is anybody really going to write this down?
Yeah, no, do a phone number.
1-800-732-7117, and you mention the code SGSL2.
SGSL2.
Southgate Sore Losers 2.
Okay, let's write that in the description today.
No, because I want people to listen to the podcast.
Okay.
SGSL2. You call 1-800-732-7117. They got signature king or signature double rooms.
Ooh, get that king.
That lets you know you're part of the Sore Losers Nation. Then you let us know you booked. You let us know you are in, that you got the hotel. And then we will reach out. Because there is a little extra fee to be part of the Sore Losers stuff that they did not include in this hotel room price. So it's going to be an extra fee on top of that so you can get into the happy hour. This is the discounted room. There's a little extra fee, and we're going to have the hell of a weekend.
All right.
The festival the world has ever seen. Okay.
Island getaway turned disaster.
not Fire Fest, Coach. It's going to be better than Fire Fest.
I'm worried people think it's going to be that.
It's not. You know, it's not.
I'm not going to let that happen.
No. We're going to rage.
Man. I'm really nervous, though.
Don't be nervous. Hey, seriously. As soon as you book, reach out. We want to know if you have booked your rooms. We want to know if you're coming.
Send us an email. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Everybody that books a room, I need an email with your hotel confirmation. So the bosses can reach out to you and make sure you are on everything with the Sore Losers. We need to know.
Yeah, because they need credentials to get into whatever we're doing.
You have to get credentialed. You have to get credentialed. So official Sore Losers credential. And yeah, it may say coach on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A little surprise.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I know we joke and we laugh and we sound like idiots and you don't believe in us and you think, oh, we're just doing this by the seat of our pants. We kind of are because it's our first year. We've never tried anything like this. I don't know any podcast that's doing this.
Coach, I love that song. Keep playing it.
there's
mattresses
all over the place getting soaked.
The save yourself mode kicked in.
Right, it's a free for all.
Sore losers, Vegas.
The mattresses were getting soaked. God.
January 14th to the 17th.
Hey.
Can MLK weekend.
Please have this as our promotional clip that we play during the podcast.
There's mattresses all over the place getting soaked.
Hey, and again, what's the email address?
We are the sore losers at gmail.com. Call 1-800-732-7117, and the code is SGSL2.
And once you book, let us know you're coming so we can get that sandwich ready for you when you get there.
Guys, you, I don't know if we should joke like that because people are going to think you're serious.
What do you mean, the sandwich?
Yes. Well, and if we say it's going to be a disaster, they think it's going to be a disaster, hey, but it's not going to be a disaster.
What are we eating at that welcoming party?
I don't know yet.
I got it for you.
And then one picture of cheese on toast ripped down the festival.
Oh, my God.
Man, cheese on toast?
It ripped down the festival.
Oh, crap.
Hey, don't stress that. Oh, hey, you're good.
That's how you read a script. You teed that out up.
What do you mean?
You're good. You're good. Sore Losers Nation would not let us down.
No. I'm worried about letting them down. I don't want, like.
No. But I don't want you to worry that they're not coming because they think it's Firefest.
That's what I do truly believe.
Because I know that once we get there, everything's going to go awesome. Everything's going to go great. The planning sucks. Getting everything together sucks. I get it. It's hard. But once we get there, we will have a blast.
Yeah.
Boom. That's it. We just got to get people there now.
Yeah. And if it's not as smooth as every conference you've ever gone to, guess what? It's our first one. It's going to get better. But it's going to be a hell of a time.
Hell of a time.
Hell of a time.
And just like McFarland Ja Rule said, this is going to be the biggest event in a decade.
The biggest event in a decade, I promise you.
I'll be there.
All right, there it is.
You think we can get Kendall Jenner to tweet out about it like she did for Firefest?
Because they paid her like $2 million for that tweet.
Oh. Well, we can't do that then. Mm-mm. Maybe we'll find a Sindel Jenner.
Do you know anyone that has a lot of followers?
No, yeah, really don't.
Me either.
I didn't even get to talk about my weekend, man.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are we doing a podcast? What's the deal?
Yeah, we'll do one on Wednesday, but then that's it.
I mean, I got to hit the road, so it better be quick.
Okay. Yeah. Thanksgiving?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well.
So what was that MLK weekend, January?
January 14th to the 17th. That Friday night, you want to be in town in Las Vegas at the Westgate because that's when it all starts. And if you can't
ever see
Island Getaway turned disaster.
Hey, are you guys going to get a, what do you call that thing? Where you borrow money from the casino?
line of credit?
No.
A marker. Hey, you boys getting markers?
I didn't know the name of that.
Hey, Ray, is your boy the truck driver gambler going to come?
I don't know. I got to start reaching out to my people. I haven't hit them up since
I stopped
gambling.
Hey, hit that trucker noise. Any truckers rolling in?
Boys, if they're passing through, stop for
a beer. Your trucker dude said he gambles all the time and he always wins at craps.
Hey, we can tell the casino to make some room in the parking lot for the trucks.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to honestly.
Well, no, that's where we're going to be sleeping.
In the back of the trucks?
Yeah. All right.
I honestly have lost touch with a lot of the nation just since I stopped gambling.
What was his name that came on?
Timothy.
I wonder if he's going. But guys, I'm telling you, I'm so hyped for this. I'm so pumped.
Hey, Muffy and Boomer are going.
Boomer's going?
Yeah.
What the hell is he going to do there?
It's Vegas, coach. He's underage.
Yeah, he can't even sit in the sports book and watch the game.
Coach, he's going to be stuck in the room.
May need to tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't watch the game with us. He can't go to the happy hour.
Didn't think that far ahead.
He can't sit at the table with us, coach.
Yeah. He can sit outside and watch through the windows.
Coach, he can't play the little $1 wheel game with me.
He can play craps in the back alley.
By himself.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because then the house doesn't win. Maybe we'll play out there.
Oh, maybe.
All right, Westgate, it's going down. MLK Day weekend. 1-800-732-7117. Promo code SGSL2. That's the code you tell them when you call. I can post the link to the website. It just seems a lot harder.
Southgate Sore Losers 2?
Yep.
SGSL2.
Yep. Okay. All right. Have a great Monday.
You too, man.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Book those flights. I saw some people from Des Moines. Or yeah. I think it was Des Moines. No, it was South
Iowa?
Dakota. No, South Dakota. Maybe it was Des Moines. $100 round trip, and they were debating whether they should go or not.
There's no debate.
I'm like, what do you mean? $100? Get
you
on
go.
It. Let's go.
It was supposed to be a luxury weekend of food, art, and music in the Bahamas.
Oh, man. All right, we're done. Good job, coach.
All right, who's winning tonight?
Proud of you. I told you the Giants.
I don't know. Gronk's back.
Doesn't mean,
hey,
doesn't
if you're
mean
betting,
anything.
If you're betting Gronk to score a TD, that's the bet. Coach. That's
Gronk
the bet.
Moves
any,
the needle.
Any score, like, isn't there a bet where you can bet?
Yeah, I'll do it right
any
now.
Any score TD, Gronk will have one
you
tonight.
You got it. You got it.
No force feed him. He's back.
Thanks, coach.
All right, have a great Monday. Hope to see you in Vegas. Book it. Book it. Let us know. We are thesorelosers at gmail.com. You got to send us your confirmations. Let's go.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.